At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi everyone, Seen Me In Here. This video has been brought to you by New Donations. If you want to suggest a topic, you can do so at the PayPal or Subscribestar links below. As for today's topic, I want to talk about Jonah Hill's ex accusing him of emotional abuse, as well as gaslighting, as well as potentially being a misogynist narcissist. A little bit later, I'll discuss his crazy weight loss. So Sarah Brady, his ex, is a professional surfer that's also in law school. Now she's accusing him of something that no one really cares about, emotional abuse. When women gaslight you and nag you, which are forms of emotional abuse, no one cares. But when a man does, look out. She's probably pissed off because he dumped her and now she needs to work for a living and she can't get any alimony money because they were never married. So she can use the only weapon left, shaming language, and she says this, and I quote, "This is a warning to all girls if your partner is talking to you like this. Make an exit plan. Call me if you need an heir," unquote. Why does she care what happens to other women around him? It's rare to see this level of altruism in a woman. If you've been following me for any period of time, you know that the main reason is to ruin his future dating prospects or his new relationship because he's going to have to explain himself to any potential future girlfriends. Although Jonah's already married. Here's a message that he sent her, and it doesn't sound all that abusive to me. And I quote, "If you need to surf with men, have friendships that are boundaryless and inappropriate, want a model, post pictures of yourself in the bathing suit, post sexual pictures and have friendships with women who are in unstable places, and from your recent wild past beyond lunch or coffee, then I'm not the right partner for you," unquote. So was this a bad thing on his part? Meaning, was he trying to control her, or was it just that he has some sort of standards? But more importantly, is it even fair for him to have such standards? If you ask feminists, they'll say that only women are allowed to have them. Also, if a woman told a man that she didn't want him surfing with women in bikinis, posting racy pictures of himself online, and not hanging out with his old drinking buddies, would anyone care? Yes, in fact, they would, and they'd probably take the woman's side, saying that the man was acting inappropriately. Sarah Brady also told Jonah that she wishes that he would hang out with feminist men who can hold him accountable to grow in the ways he has expressed he wants to. So she basically wants him to hang out with male feminists, some of the creepiest and rapey individuals on the face of the earth. He asked her to take down pictures of her wearing a thong and in a bathing suit surfing. To be fair, she surfs professionally, so maybe she could have actually compromised by wearing a one piece that covered her body or something. She also said that she has mental health issues, but that she didn't use her issues to control people the way that he did. So now she's calling him a mentally ill person trying to demolish his reputation. Apparently it's also going to take her a year to heal from the guilt and shame that he's imposed on her. The shame of having to wear a more conservative wetsuit in her photos instead of a bathing suit. So it looks like she did actually compromise in the end. She wants to come across as a victim, and she's only 26, and hitting the wall, and probably trying to increase her dating prospects. Mind you, she has a net worth between $4 and $5 million, but Jonah's is around $73 million. She still gets to enjoy an upper-middle-class existence, but she probably lost the private jet flights and super-high luxury she was accustomed to with him. And what are the odds that she's going to find another man as wealthy as him at this point? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyway.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Jonah probably dumped Sarah because she was almost over the Hill Clown World show. Sarah said she decided to share all this gossip about Jonah publicly because if she stays silent, it's going to damage her mental health even further. Doesn't that sound like even more plausible deniability to you? If you criticize her, she can say it's all about my mental health. She says that he accused her of not realizing how super nice and lovely he was during their relationship. She says that was gaslighting. If he really was abusive, I don't think he would have been concerned about gaslighting her and making her think that he was a nice person, especially if he was bad rather than doing potential damage control, because maybe he suspected that she was going to demolish his reputation in tabloids. If she had said nothing, then this would make him look like a good person to any woman he might potentially date in the future. That's what I think pissed her off, that she was so easily replaced. Sarah also says that she had agreed to his terms to protect her from crippling anxiety. Again, by saying that, she comes across as someone that's reasonable and caring. Someone that looks out for a man that she's involved with, to boot. My thinking is that she was hoping for a wedding day and an anchor baby, so she could get $10 or $20 million out of him. But another woman got that instead. There's also a good chance she probably wanted to Robin Williams him. But this story should be a warning to everyone about the dangers of compromising in a relationship. In the medium to long term, it breeds resentment if you change your core beliefs to be with somebody. We are often told that we need to compromise in any good relationship. And if you can't do that, then don't be in one. Or if you find someone that's a good match, where you actually don't have to compromise with someone, then it's even better. But people change over time, and in this day and age, most relationships are like two captains trying to steer the same ship simultaneously, or two dentists giving you differing opinions. To quickly go off tangent, my dentist recently retired, and I have a new one, and he told me that I have four cavities that all needed to get filled. The old one was all about wait and see. The new one seems to be all about drill and fill. It's been about 15 years since I've even had a cavity. More than likely, I have small cavities that have either stopped getting worse or getting bad slowly, that it might be a long time before I actually need to get them fixed. They were there on 5 to 10 year old x-rays, the same size. My point is that I'm the ship and they're two dentists and they're trying to steer me in two different directions. Everyone has a different opinion. If you don't like it, relationship partners are like dentists. You can simply find another one. But getting back to Sarah, she continued demolishing his reputation by saying that she pointed out to him that while he's an actor, he sometimes kisses gorgeous women for his work, and that she's not jealous because she trusts him and believes that he's being professional. To me, that sounds like resentment because he doesn't like her hanging around with surfers named Chad on the beach while wearing a thong. After all, he's almost 40 years old and she was in her early to mid-20s, still at the age where she's getting together with men because she's attracted to them, and not necessarily because she wants to settle down. Although I think that he was her backup plan, and he fell through, and now she's pissed off and going on a reputation rampage, trying to make sure that he can never find someone like her again. But he's married. Also, his recent weight loss, he actually looks like Daniel Stern from Home Alone, except Daniel is in his 60s. He also kind of looks like Tom Hanks from Castaway. I think he might have thrown his film career away as the fat comedic relief guy to become a skinny incel. Dude also kind of looks homeless. With $73 million, maybe he can put some muscle on, but he looks unrecognizable, and I wonder if he's going to be hired for a movie role like this ever again. On the bright side, at least he's not going to John Candy or Chris Farley himself. So what happened to Jonah Hill? He's no longer a lard-filled land whale. I think that if he put on 30 or 40 pounds of muscle, he would end up keeping his career and see a resurgence. That's what I would do if I were him. Plus, he just got married, and I'd make sure I got a bulletproof prenup or postnup to deal with the potential that she's going to screw him out of it. Here's also what I think he should look like to continue getting work. Keep the relationship he has and avoid divorce rape while being healthy. He should avoid looking like Marv from Home Alone. That's the kiss of death for his career and marriage. As for Sarah, she might also be pissed off because Jonah now has a child with Olivia Miller, and there is no way for her to get back together with him, so she's jealous and trying to ruin his life as well as Olivia's. Olivia probably got the anchor baby that she wanted. The baby was her retirement plan, and it looks like someone literally snatched up her post-wall pension scheme. No pun intended. Now she wants to hurt him, and her because she maybe felt entitled to being with him, or that she'd paid a so-called emotional price tag being with him, and didn't get anything out of it except a few wasted years. Women generally don't look at the good times. They see all the time they wasted with their looks withering away that could have been used to land another man. I don't blame them because they are typically a depreciating asset. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Jonah, the former male land whale, smashed Sarah's hopes and dreams of living an easy post-wall life, being his temporary until divorce do us part wife. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that prey on celebrities only to get dumped to the corner of the curb away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.